Hello. This is Ann Levine. And I'm a lot like you were. We're joined by Michael Hill Levine.
Hello.
With the sexy stylings. Yeah.
Thank you.
He's not an old man. Look at his life.
Right.
Yep.
We'll have to talk about that.
It's the Ann Levine Show. It is July 26th, 2022. And it's been great being with you.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week.
We will catch you next week, but also this week. You're listening to us on WOMR 92.1 FM in Provincetown, Massachusetts.
And WFMR 91.3 FM Orleans. And streaming worldwide at WOMR.org.
Org.
Yeah.
Whoever knew that org would be like a word we say every day?
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Hilarious. Ow, Michael, that was blistering.
Yeah? It's just because it's hot.
You're coming in hot?
The temperature is hot. It's just hot.
Oh, but you're not coming in hot?
No, not me.
Oh. Some days you do, but it's kind of secret.
Okay.
Is that true?
I couldn't tell you. If it's a secret, I don't know about it.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. So, this song...
isn't part of the thing we're talking about.
I love this song. It immediately gives me a whiplash, flashback, hot tub time machine vibe.
Uh-huh.
It takes me to a place and a time. And I was a little girl. What does this song bring up for you?
I don't know. It's always kind of been there. Do you know what I mean? For most of my life, this song seems like it's been there. So
from when you were a little kid.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just a very familiar, you know.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah, me too.
I love Jimmy Fallon's.
Jimmy Fallon does a great Neil Young.
And his version of this is incredible.
Yeah, it's really pretty good.
You must watch it. YouTube it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Watch the thing.
So, as I started to say, this is an homage to The Old Man.
Right, yeah.
Which is a show that you can either watch on FX with commercials.
Yeah.
Or on Hulu without commercials. Or you can watch 3 episodes of it on FX, and just when you're ready to throw the remote through the screen when the next Domino's commercial comes on.
Right, and they're also,
you find
there
out
is no human being involved in the placement of these commercials. So they will come in the middle of a sentence.
Right.
It's just so, yeah, it's just very weird.
But I don't
recommend going that route.
So if you suddenly realize I can't watch this show because of the commercials,
yeah,
maybe you have Hulu and you don't even realize you can also watch it on Hulu.
That's right, yeah.
Commercial free.
So you should do it.
Did you enjoy that? That was a PSA.
Yeah, very good.
Combined with the... is PSA the term that you ask, what is that, prostate? Is that the same thing? What's your PSA?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
But it's different. It's a different thing.
It's different from what I'm saying?
Right. It's different from public service announcement.
Oh. Yeah. It could be. you know, here's a public service announcement.
Right. Check your prostate. Good one. Yeah. It will be a PSA PSA.
Right.
I like it.
See?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
I come up.
We have solved a problem.
I have the ideas. You crank them out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get right on that.
You do the cranking.
I'll be cranking it.
I don't recall anything, really.
Okay.
Right. Oh, you know what? Before I go on, I was going to have Michael, I was going to ask Michael if he would play a birthday song.
Oh, okay.
A name song.
Oh, whose birthday?
Well, excuse me, but La Steinberg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's Ms. Steinberg's birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
On Saturday.
That happens, you know.
Yeah, I'm afraid it does.
Yeah, wow.
So I wanted to do, you know, Kate.
Kate the Great, she's Kate the Great, Kate the Great. Kate the Great. She plays a really great guitar. She's a guitar star.
Oh, yeah.
She's gonna go far playing that guitar.
Yeah.
She also plays soccer and basketball.
Wow.
I had no idea she was so talented.
This guy has her pegged.
Yeah.
Guitar and soccer.
Yeah.
Her favorite things.
She's in school working on her multiplication tables.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Setting the multiplication tables. Use a calculator?
Well,
Okay,
that's so we ended up with the Kate, not quite the one.
Right, same guy though.
Same guy. So does he do like?
I think this might be an old version, you know. So yeah.
Okay. Cause this guitar and soccer thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it should be dogs. Daughters.
Oh, yeah. Dogs, daughters, lofts, coffee.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. We'll talk.
Prospect. We'll talk. Embroidery.
Of course, yeah.
We'll talk. Crocheting. Maybe yeah. We'll talk.
Well, anyway. Happy birthday, Kate.
Happy birthday, Kate. We all love you.
Speaking of that, you got a birthday present from Kate and for your birthday.
And here's
still
the
amazing.
I'm staring at them every day at home.
Yep.
They are stunning. And it's Andrea also.
Yeah, I said that.
Did you?
I did.
I missed it. I miss most things these days. So Andrea and Kate sent me a stunning bouquet of sunflowers.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
And I'm never sending any of you who are expecting flowers from me, expect sunflowers.
Yeah, this seems like the way to go.
Here's why. It's been a week since my birthday.
Yep.
And they look exactly a week, and they look stunning.
Yeah, they look the same. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I received another bouquet on that day, which was gorgeous,
really lovely,
and glorious,
yeah.
And obviously incredibly expensive. It's over.
Yeah.
It all went to hell a few days ago.
It didn't take long, yeah.
So, perfect gift. Also,
yeah.
Please, I received some fabulosity from Allison Carroll.
Oh, yes, you did.
Who sent me a cat brooch and the most fabulous card. She wrote such beautiful things.
Yeah.
So once again, I have to say, fans, thank you. You made it over the top.
Yeah.
You made it fabulous for me. You really, really did.
Well, they usually do, don't they? I mean, they're pretty good at that.
Oh, they're incredible.
Hey, you know, there are other things that we have neglected to talk about on this show in the past couple of weeks.
Are you one of them?
I might be one of them. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, partially. Yeah.
All right.
But you're also one of them because we only mentioned it at the tail end of one show.
What was that?
Well, we were the last week of planning for the big rock and roll festival.
Right.
At Payomet.
Mm-hmm.
And broke a rib or cracked a rib. And she spent the entire time arranging this and putting this thing together and actually going up there and attending the whole thing with this cracked rib.
Right. Well, thank you for pointing that out.
Right. So, I mean, and no one even knew.
No, I wasn't telling.
Yeah.
I didn't want all of the focus of the festival. A little of it,
a
yes.
A little of it, yes. Shine the light over
it,
there.
No. Yep.
Right, exactly.
One of the funniest things from that festival was when the Blue Jean Committee,
Blue Central,
the Bluegrass.
Oh, okay.
Brooklyn yep.
Brooklyn Bluegrass Collective.
It's so hard to say that. Brooklyn Bluegrass Collective.
Right.
When they played, they came up on the stage and said, I'm not sure what we're doing here, but someone named Anne Levine said, you have to come play this festival.
Yep.
And
they said, okay, so here we are.
I never met them.
Yeah, and they were great.
They were really good.
They were really good.
I am so ready to do a night at Payomet.
Uh-huh.
I've got three bands.
Okay, yeah.
It'll be amazing.
It will be amazing. You're right.
It'll be in the fall.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
I want those same three bands.
Oh, I see. Brooklyn Bluegrass Collective,
Jacob
Moon, and Lily.
And Lily Lewis.
They were all so crazy good. It was insane.
Empress, the Prince.
Yep.
And the Jews from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Who can play mean, mean bluegrass.
Yeah, they were very good at it.
They were awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so I got a cracked rib.
Yep.
And Michael.
And then me, yeah. Then
got
me,
a thing.
I got my old man thing. So I'm really happy about that.
Michael was lifting something and pulling something.
I was lifting something exceedingly
Michael was pulling something.
Lightweight.
It's
something I can hold. It's large, but it's something I can hold in one hand. It's a dinghy, but it's a hollow fiberglass dinghy. It weighs 25 pounds at most.
You know, Michael, I never realized your dinghy was hollow and made of fiberglass.
That's right.
I'm hearing this for the first time. Time, people.
Yeah, well, you know,
live.
You could pay a little closer attention, and maybe you would know. I don't know.
To Michael's fiberglass dinghy.
That's right.
He was pulling it
so
too
I was
hard.
It out, and yeah, and I pulled a little too hard, and I have I've wrenched a trapezius muscle. I've probably herniated a disc.
Uh-huh.
And I've certainly put a nerve out of whack because I can't feel my first two fingers on my right hand.
Right. Well, that's what God does to you when you pull your dinghy too hard.
When I'm pulling my dinghy, yep.
Yep. So. He slowly, one by one, numbs the fingers of the guilty hand.
I see, yeah.
Well. So let's rephrase.
We're old and injured.
Well, I was also going to say that there might be some people who don't know or who are assuming that we're using some sort of just euphemism with the word dinghy.
Yeah. No.
But if you don't know, a dinghy is like a rowboat.
Yeah.
It's a small boat.
Right.
And you can row it. Or you can put an outboard motor on it, whatever.
That's right. You can float around. Or you
and
can go
this
fishing.
One is a hollow fiberglass one.
Yeah, very lightweight.
And we did this fabulous thing starting a while back, which is we put the dinghy out in front of our house.
We tie it to a lamppost out in the front yard.
And we fill it with flowers.
Yeah, and it's really cute.
And one time at Christmas, we put a Christmas tree in it.
Yep.
Hanukkah, of course, doesn't lend itself.
Right, it doesn't really
to
lend itself
anything
to,
except
dinghies.
Putting a giant menorah.
Right, yeah.
You know, if I put my menorah in your dinghy.
My menorah.
Just menorah majora. Just imagine if I put my menorah in your dinghy, Michael.
Yeah.
Such lights. Such lights.
Now, it was, we did have lights in it, flowers and lights in it
for our
wedding.
We did.
It was all lit up. It's really cute.
Yep. Lit up.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is next month, our wedding anniversary. And also, the next show we do is August.
Yeah, okay.
So.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's really going by pretty quick. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I'm saying I am paying no attention. Attention.
Okay. No attention from you. How about the old man then? Right. That's something we did this week.
Such an old man.
It took a long time to find out who the old man was, to tell you the truth. The old man is this television show. Jeff Bridges, John Lithgow, everybody else. Let's see, Amy Brennerman's in it. Oliver Platt is in it. No, he's in the other one. He's in The Bear. Who else is in this? A lot of people are in this crazy show. It's a ton of people. And it is amazing. Jeff Bridges has never done television before. This is his first TV gig, which is really kind of surprising. But he and Lithgow are awesome in this show, and you really should see it.
A la Shawcat.
Right.
Liam Lubani and Noor Razuki.
Yeah.
So, here's all I'm going to say, which is rather than spoil it, because it just came out.
Yeah. And I was actually, it was suggested to me, don't even look it up.
Right.
Don't try to learn anything about it. Just watch the show.
Don't.
And I think that's the best way to do it.
But here's the thing. You have to get to at least the 30-minute mark of the first show.
Right. Yeah, because there's some character establishing things that they got to do.
Right. But then, you know,
and then it really gets rolling.
What's really
going
on.
Yeah.
After about half hour into the first show.
Yeah, and it
is when you start to,
and then we're done. It took. I mean, I don't know how that happened, but we just watched the whole thing.
We barreled through the whole thing. We loved it.
Yeah, I can't
well,
wait
and
for,
when
and
I say the whole thing,
season.
Yeah, season one.
Yeah.
So
there will be a season two. We've been
great binge, and season one, and you got to stick with it. And once you figure out what's going on, zzz.
Yeah, we got a lot of TV.
We also watched the whole Bear, the whole 8 episodes,
right, of The Bear.
Hard to know if there will be more seasons. We could easily have seen the beginning, middle, and end.
That is true,
of a film.
Yep.
So
it's very,
regardless,
it's a great show. Was that all, is that on Hulu?
Yeah, that one's on Hulu too. I don't know where else it might be, but it's The Bear, and, it doesn't have much to do with bears.
Very little actual bears in it. Yeah. So the name is slightly deceptive, but other than that, It's a really good show.
Yeah.
And apparently, you know, according to a lot of it, because it has to do with a restaurant.
Yeah.
Restaurants. But, you know, people are saying this is a lot of what you're hearing and seeing is like very real life. It's pretty true.
Oh, I mean, based on, like, first of all, if you haven't read Kitchen Confidential.
Right, Anthony
by
Bourdain.
By Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Read it.
That's
it
one
is,
of the first books you bought for me. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Great, great book.
So fantastic. It's nothing that you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Check it out. What am I talking about? The Bear. Okay.
The Bear, yeah.
First of all, The Bear stars Jeremy Allen White.
Right. Who was...
Who is...
Lip.
Lip, who was Lip on Shameless.
Yeah.
And Eben Moss Backrack
yeah. mm-hmm.
are the two stars. Such a great film. If you're interested at all in cooking and kitchens,
or Chicago, because it takes place right in Chicago. Yeah, it's a big character in the show.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah,
it's a Chicago show.
Yeah,
and I'm not even a fan of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
But I love this. So it's about the hero who's played by Carmi.
Right. Baranski, I think is the last name, which is where Bear comes from.
You know, Michael,
mm-hmm.
you just spoiled.
Oh, okay.
That was a huge spoil.
How?
I'm not going to, I'll tell you.
All right.
For those who are unaware. Okay. Anyway, so The Bear, what else did we watch?
Oh. We watched The Barry, the end of that, right, didn't we?
We watched the end of Barry. At least the last two.
Well,
the end of this season.
Right.
And it got so dark.
Yep.
And it's just super dark the way the season 3 ends. I heard him say on a live podcast, by the way, live podcasts shouldn't be a thing.
Okay, yeah.
I really, they're not podcasts.
Okay, all right. I'm with you, technically, yeah, right.
I mean, this was at, like, the Hollywood Bowl. Bill Hader, Conan O'Brien.
Right.
And then Sona and Matt.
His people, Conan's folks, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just so...
I love Sona. He loves messing with her.
It's just not the same because they're playing to how many thousands of people does Hollywood Bowl have?
A few, yeah.
You know, and to a huge venue. And it's not a podcast.
Okay.
Well, they say the term live podcast is a thing.
Yeah.
You know, many podcasters do this.
Well, I mean, we've been to a live, you know, recording with Rona and Beverly, right? And
yes.
Yeah, that was a podcast.
It was great to go to. I don't think it made a great podcast.
Okay. All right. I understand what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, Bill was doing this thing with Conan, and at one point towards the end, Conan said something about, thank you for all these wonderful episodes of Barry. And Hader said, and the ones to come.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I like to hear that.
I'm taking that as a little information.
Yeah, good.
Reporting.
That Barry's coming back. You're feeling confident to say that.
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel confident.
Good for you.
So, people, if you haven't seen that show, you're doing it
Henry
wrong.
Henry Winkler was at his most phenomenal once again in this one.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. So
we did that.
Yeah.
We have another television show. Do you have a show over there you've been talking about?
We have another one?
We have another one that we saw.
What's that?
Dark Winds.
Oh, yes, we started that.
We started it, and it is pretty cool.
And it's Robert Redford and who else produced it?
Yeah, who the heck else is that?
Well, Robert Redford's the one you want to hear about.
Right.
Anyway, yes, it is very good. And
it's I think the tagline for this show is 37,000 square miles and two cops or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Rainn Wilson is in it. Zahn McLarnon is his name. It all takes place basically on a reservation in, what is it, New Mexico or Texas or something like that?
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, one of those big, big flat places.
Mm-hmm.
Deserty places.
Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah.
Monument Valley.
Is that where it takes place?
Yeah, in Navajo country.
Yeah.
Navajo and it's country. Based on books by Tony Hillerman. So, and based in 1971. It's very, very good. You should see it. It's on AMC or AMC Plus. It's crazy. I don't know. Someday someone's going to have to figure out how to aggregate all of these things into other networks again, aren't they?
I am so sick of this.
You have to have 57 streaming services in order to watch all the good stuff.
And spend, you know, hundreds of dollars a month.
Right.
It's ridiculous. You know, I guess if you cut the cord.
Yeah.
The only thing to do is cut the cord. And then you can stream.
Right, but you have to have a rock solid, reliable internet connection, which, you know, on Cape Cod isn't always possible.
Not always.
Yeah. Can't get a cell phone connection for that matter.
I know it.
If you go in, if you go into Dennis Village to the post office and you want to call somebody, too bad. You're not getting anywhere.
No, you have to. If you go to the post office, you have one option. Write a letter.
Yeah, that's what you get to do.
Don't try calling the people. You must write to them and use stamps.
That's right. Cape Cod is so old-fashioned in that way that when you actually get into town, they turn off all cell phone service.
Right.
So
they really are.
Yeah, they're really into it. The Historical Society has got way too much control over everything.
I'm going to pivot here and talk about ways you know you and or people are old.
Okay, all right. Do any of them have to do with a herniated disc or a ruptured or a strained trapezius muscle?
Well, that's one thing.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Okay, I thought that was a pretty good clue.
It is a great clue, honey.
Yeah.
No, it's when
you... Oh, it's George R.R. Martin, by the way, the Game of Thrones guy, and Robert Redford, who is making the show Dark Winds.
Huh.
Yeah. So...
So now, Michael said to me over this weekend that Gallagher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he broke a hip.
Broke a hip.
Sure did.
And now I'm going to tell you the true story.
Okay.
The former Oasis star, Liam Gallagher, is considering having a hip replacement operation.
Uh-huh.
He needs a double replacement.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Well, my point is that we're not talking about Watermelon Gallagher. We're talking about Liam Gallagher, former Oasis star.
Yes, and I am talking about Leo Gallagher, the watermelon smashing guy.
So did he also?
He broke a hip and is in the hospital. That is correct. I'm Facebook friends with him. I have been for years. Yeah.
Well, excuse me. This was not known to me.
Yeah.
You know what? I think his birthday is July 24th.
I think he just had a birthday.
That would be the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
So I think it's very bizarre that Liam Gallagher and Leo Gallagher
both have broken hips.
Are both having hip replacements.
That's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, this was the 23rd he posted. I'm in hospital with a broken hip. He won't let me out until his hemoglobin count gets higher. So he must have some sort of something going on. But
well, yeah. I'll tell you, if it doesn't scare you to hear that he's got a broken hip, what will scare you is to look at pictures of him.
Oh, yeah.
That's our old man of the day.
He sure,
PSA.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. His PSA is very high.
Yeah, it's very high.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
Yeah, he's not trying to impress anybody with the outward countenance.
Yeah, but he could use the beret, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, put the hat back on.
Bring the beret back, as well as the, you know who I get him confused with?
Mm.
And there's no reason for this, but I get him confused with Carrot Top.
Yeah, some people do. And he wouldn't mind that at all if he was getting Carrot Top's money.
How is it that Carrot Top is so successful?
That is a question I have heard many, many times from comedians. But he just hits the right note with a certain group of people, and they just eat it up. And he's residence in Las Vegas for the rest of his life. This guy, I don't know,
is so crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he is funny. I love prop humor. Can be hilarious.
He has a net worth of, I'll let you take a guess.
Oh, I have no clue.
What would you think?
$20 million.
$70 million.
Wow. I way undervalued him. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
I don't know if we undervalue.
Although I think he's put $35 million of it into plastic surgery.
You think?
Yeah.
I think that his plastic surgery looks like it was done by the town barber.
Maybe, but he's had it. He has it done like every other day, so.
Well,
it adds up.
He looks terrible.
Yeah, he really does. He looks horrible, but you know. I don't know. Maybe he's got some kind of dysmorphia or something going on.
Well,
people do.
Obviously. You know, I saw something hilarious here the other day.
Well, where was it?
It was right at home in our living room.
Okay.
And I want Jose Lin to make sure he's paying attention right now.
Okay, all right.
Michael was sitting.
Wake up.
On the edge of a table with his Father's Day telescope.
Oh, yeah.
Spying on the neighbors.
I sure was.
It was such an amazing vision.
That's right. I got my little brass telescope out, and I'm like, what the hell is going on over there?
Yep. And were you able to see what was going on over there?
Nah. Too many trees. It's not the fault of the telescope.
Well, the fault in our stars.
Yeah.
Dog diet.
That people. Guy has a new book, by the way, John Green.
Well, I'm sure it's wonderful. I'm being facetious. Obviously, I was not a fan.
They're doing a movie of...
The Fault in Our Stars.
No, of his book, Turtles All the Way Down.
What is that?
It's a newer book. I don't know what the title exactly refers to, but I think I knew it one time, though. I follow him on TikTok. He does like 70 TikToks a day, erases 67 of them, you know, and keeps a few of them up there. He's really kind of crazy about it. But
well, I have actually been checking out a book that I can recommend.
Okay.
Finally. It is a very funny novel about a congregational church search committee.
Looking for a new pastor or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Told as a memoir.
Right.
With recipes.
Wow. Okay. I have lived this story, I'll bet.
You have? Who do you play in this story?
I don't know the exact story, but I've been in the church, in this in the search for the pastor and all that stuff. I've lived that world.
Well, yeah. I have too. It's called Search, and it's by Michelle Hunevin. 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 Hunevin.
Okay. Yeah.
Hunevena.
Hunevin.
Hunevin.
I don't know.
So it's very funny. It reminds me of a campus novel.
Mm-hmm.
In that you've got this committee, you know, looking for a preacher. Looking for a new leader.
Yeah.
And this committee is just ridiculous. This is just incredible, this book. Because, like you, Michael, I have history with the search for a minister.
Yeah.
And the Brick Church in New York City did a search with their committee, and someone you know was on that committee. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do not.
Brick Church, New York City.
Was it Dee or Lee?
Well, I wasn't going to say their name.
Oh, okay.
So we'll move on.
Okay.
Because it's...
Okay, but it is somebody I know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it is one of them, but didn't want to say their name.
Okay, yeah.
So, anyway, I can't tell this story. Yeah. Okay, look, people, I've figured out how to dramatically cut calories.
Oh, good for you. How you
dramatically.
Doing?
It's called the dog diet. You go and get a dog that you adore and worship.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you eat anything and this dog looks at you as though they would like part of it.
You just give it to them?
You give them at least a third of it.
Uh-huh.
That's
thereby cutting down your portion size by 33%. Very good.
I have been giving, I cannot have a meal with Rosie looking at me. I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't either. I have to share. If I'm eating, I'm sharing it with her.
Yeah, and I usually start out with her. She knows. She comes right over.
Yeah, see, you're not even, she's sharing with you in your case.
She comes right over. And the minute I have something in front of me, mm-hmm. and I start feeding her first.
Yep,
before,
that's what you do.
Anyway, yeah. And so Michael knows to bring me a dish for me and a dish for the dog.
Right, yeah. Well,
so it's the dog diet.
I like the dog diet. That's a good idea.
I highly, highly recommend it. I wonder what our listeners, I know who some of you are, who have dogs, do they feed their dogs on demand?
Yeah, right. Okay.
I mean, are you like me? Do you have a dog that, you know, knows if they look at you the right way, you're going to give them part of what you're eating? Or have you let
have you trained yourself into withstanding the onslaught?
Because when our dog arrived here, she wouldn't think of begging or looking for treats from us.
No, she was just, she was frightened.
She was also perfect. She would eat her food only.
Right.
And she'd eat all of it.
Yeah. Well, now like, she still eats all of it, but it's her food.
Plus she
and
eats
your
the
food,
cat food.
And the cat food.
Right.
And whatever I give her.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
So, and this is precisely what I've told Michael we must not do.
Well, it's why she gets a little less of her regular food, you know, because I know it's being supplemented by everything else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And in fact,
I have to hide the cat food from her, too. I have to take it and put it on a counter or something so she can't get it.
Well, here's the other thing that I haven't mentioned to you. But when I order something out, or in, as it were.
I see. Oh, you're ordering with doggy in mind?
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So, since I don't eat meat.
You are right. I never did think that.
Since I don't eat meat, and when I get like an eggplant dish, or, you know, my thing, she's like, this isn't that good.
Yeah.
And if I
what
have
is this vegetable thing.
Yeah. And if I have like fake meat, that to me tastes exactly like sliced turkey,
mm-hmm.
and I give her some, she's like, nope.
Yeah, not into nope. this. Yeah.
Not into this. I wonder who wants to see Nope. Do you?
Sure. I don't even know what you're talking about. See Nope?
The new movie that's like taken the world by storm?
I don't have any idea what that is.
Okay. Well, one of the biggest films of the year.
Huh. Who's in it?
That just came out and was done by Jordan Peele.
Okay.
Kiki Palmer. You could help me. All right. Steven Yeun from Minari.
Okay, yeah.
Kiki Palmer. Daniel Kaluuya.
Oh, I like him.
Yep. And then some people like Brandon Perea, Barbie Ferreira, Michael Wincott, and
Michael Wincott must be the bad guy. He usually is the bad guy.
He plays Antlers Holst.
Well, that sounds like a bad guy name, if I ever heard one.
Or just a bad name.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess that's true.
But speaking of $70 million, that's how much it took to make this film.
Wow.
And purposely, Jordan Peele made everyone in the cast, crew, everything, sign DNAs that they would not discuss what this film is about.
Okay. All right.
So, no one knows unless they've seen it.
Oh, how cool. All right. Well, I have not seen it. I really hadn't heard about it. So, yeah. But it could be pretty good. He does some scary stuff, though.
Yeah, no, he's definitely got a bent for the horror genre.
Yeah, genre. I mean, it's very yin yang because you know it's maybe because comedy and horror, I suppose, could be opposites. It doesn't have to be tragedy.
Well, you know, tragedy plus time equals comedy and horror.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, Lottie. Hey, you know what, Michael?
I have no idea.
You know that stupid pizza you like that has pineapple on it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's called a Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah, it's been called that by some people, yeah, because it has pineapple.
It comes from Canada.
I knew it.
Whatever.
Didn't I tell you that? The other day, did we talk about this? And I said, I think it's called Hawaiian, but I think it's Canadian.
That's where I let it drop.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we didn't talk about it anymore. Right. After that. But I figured it's got Canadian bacon on it. See, it's so on a real Hawaiian. So I figured it's got to be Canada.
For me, the big problem with pizza with pineapple and bacon on it is, or certainly pineapple, tomato sauce.
Okay.
Pineapple and tomato sauce does not work for me.
Okay. Yeah, it works for me.
Ugh. Yeah. I mean, so you could picture, say, a lasagna with pineapple, a pineapple beef lasagna.
You could probably get away with that. You wouldn't want to have a lot of it, but yeah, I think that would go pretty good.
Ugh, that sounds just appalling to me. It sounds like
Now I'm sure pineapple juice and stuff like that is in a lot of barbecue sauces and stuff like that. It's great.
Agreed.
So, and it goes with all kinds of food. So I made my chicken wing sauce with pineapple juice and habaneros.
That's different. It's not tomato sauce.
Yeah, true.
It's not the tomato sauce.
But I've had it many times and I like it.
I know. Yeah. I just find it difficult to call something with pineapple on it a pizza. Whatever. I mean,
if you want to be technical, an olive on a flatbread isn't a pizza either. You know, I mean, it's basically just flatbread with a little cheese and maybe some oregano. That's a pizza. But and some olive oil. That's a real pizza. So anything, you know, that you put on it over that turns it into technically something else, I suppose. But that's not the word we use. It's pizza for all of it. You put it on a big piece of dough like that, it's pizza.
All right.
In America, anyway. You know,
America.
That's how we do it here.
Yeah, here's how we do a conference, a right-wing conference.
Okay.
In Florida.
Political part of the show. Trigger warnings.
Okay. Yeah, and convention speaker, Governor Ron DeSantis, hasn't said a word about it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. So, how come?
Well, there was a group of neo-Nazis waving red flags emblazoned with swastikas and SS symbols.
I see.
Gathered outside the
celebrating
turning point,
the thing?
The Tampa Convention Center.
Right.
And shouting racist slurs. And
so his people.
Right. And they waved another flag, the flag of Florida. With the slogan, yeah. DeSantis Country.
Uh-huh. Wow.
The conference featured the president,
former.
The former
yeah,
forever former President Trump, Ted Cruz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz.
Wow. Okay. A cast of idiots.
Okay, now, if your blood isn't boiling or if it's just starting to get warm, Matt Gaetz said in his speech that ugly women shouldn't complain about the loss of Roe v. Wade because they're the least likely to be impregnated by repulsed men.
Uh-huh. Yep. Well, I don't have words I can say on radio to that.
That just makes me... It's horrible. You know, the more this goes
on... I hate that creep.
The deeper, the freer these schmucks, these Nazis... feel to express themselves, the scarier this stuff is getting.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, if a swastika flag had turned up anywhere in public when I was a kid, or even, you know, 20 years ago,
yeah,
it would have been a thing.
Well, there was a parade in Skokie. Do you remember this?
Oh,
years,
yeah,
and years ago, and I remember it. Why? Because it was everywhere.
Right.
Every single news organization was talking about. Everybody was talking about it because why the hell is this happening? It did, and you know, but now it's like almost every day.
My friend Marin Cantor starred in that film with Eli Wallach. She played his granddaughter.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, that was so outrageous that it got a film.
Exactly.
No one's going to make a film about this rally because this is crap that happens every damn day.
Yeah. It's just insane.
Not just here.
No.
That's the other thing. Yeah, our beautiful American traditions, like murdering children,
mm-hmm,
or just murdering folks, you know,
yeah,
the movies.
Yeah, well, murder, yeah.
Murder is, yeah, one of the very American. And it turns out that running around with Nazi flags and SS flags is part of the American tradition now.
I guess, yeah.
I found out something that...
I love how they grab the flags of the losers and hold on to them with all of their might.
Yeah.
You know, the Nazi flag, the rebel flag. Yeah, you're a loser.
Thank you for pointing that out. Because that hadn't occurred to me.
Yeah.
And that's true. Those are true words.
Yeah, absolute losers.
I heard something that makes me so happy.
Oh, the happy thing is coming.
Well, not happy, but kind of relieved, I would say, more than anything.
Okay.
Ken Burns has done a series on the USA's failures in World War II. To stop the Holocaust.
Oh, wow.
And this is something...
Oh, wow, that will be cool to see. Holy smokes.
This is a topic that does not get enough attention.
It doesn't get any attention because we don't do things like that in America.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and it's so parallel to what's going on in Ukraine
now. It's absolutely the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and so we're kind of like, genocide? Well, we'll, you know, here's some...
I mean, the big difference...
Magic
if
beans.
If you really want to, you know, go apples to apples... we did not have the means to send the Jews military equipment. which we are sending to Ukraine, because number one, they didn't know how to use it, and they couldn't have gotten it anyway. You know, we couldn't have gotten it to them. So in that way, it's very different.
It's not different in this way. What the Ukrainians have been begging for the United States and the world to do is close the skies.
Right.
So no one's been saying, hey, come do this with us, for us. They're saying, just close the skies, we'll take it from there. And what the people who were after Roosevelt for help were saying, in addition to, well, they were saying two things: accept our refugees.
Right. Yeah.
And bomb the train tracks to the camps.
Yes.
Those were the two things that people were begging for. And big, I mean, like, high up people. You know, it wasn't a letter writing campaign.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was people who were coming to speak to the president on behalf of the victims of what was, at that point, the ongoing Holocaust. And nope. You know, the refusal of the United States, along with every other freaking country on the planet, to take any refugees.
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, to those of you who feel like, oh, this is recent, it's not. It's always been thus. Well, I certainly didn't mean to go where I ended up.
That's okay.
But here we have Jacob Moon singing Under a Setting Sun, one of my favorite songs of all time. We had to cancel Ham Toss. It's a terrible thing.
Doctor's orders, basically.
Yeah. So, in a twist-a-roo, I'm going to say, for Ham Toss, please put a light on. Falling on everyone. Feel the earth. Hear where the horses run. Leaves will fall. The change, nothing is new here under setting sun. Shadows along, bring it on night.
Church. There was one time I found, there was a lady at church, found out what I did for a living. And she was like, you know, Brother Norman, the scriptures teach us that loud laughter is not approved. And I said, well, Sister Johnson, if you've ever see me perform, you know that's not a problem.